Chapter 2. A Woman of Character. In the fall of 1916, when Amelia was 19 years old, she boarded a train for the Agonse School in Pennsylvania. Amelia didn't mind going far away from home. She was starting on a new adventure. The head of the Agonse School was a woman named Miss Sutherland. At first, Amelia did not like her, but in time she changed her mind. Miss Sutherland was strict, but very smart. She had opinions on all sorts of subjects, and although Miss Sutherland had had many chances to marry, she never did. Miss Sutherland was more interested in her career than a husband. Miss Sutherland was an independent woman who made a big impression on her pupils. The other students and teachers at Agonse admired Amelia. She was shy, but charming. She was a good athlete. She was also a practical girl. In a letter home to her mother, Amelia wrote, "I don't need spring clothes, so don't worry about sending me money. I know you all need things more than I." Once, Amelia even bought hand-me-down shoes from a friend. In her second year, Amelia was elected vice president of her class. Amelia wrote the class motto. She strongly believed in what it said. Honor is the foundation of courage. While Amelia was at Agonse, the United States entered the First World War. During the Christmas holidays of 1917, Amelia went to Toronto, Canada. Her sister Muriel was in school there. Amelia's mother also joined them. In Toronto, Amelia saw soldiers who had been wounded in the war. Amelia wanted to help. Within a week, she made a decision. She was not going back to Agonse. Instead, she would stay in Toronto. Amelia would train to be a nurse's aide and work in a hospital. People who knew Amelia weren't surprised. Amelia always acted on what she believed in.